You're on The Burt Show.
So I want to revisit a conversation we started earlier this morning because Wendy got in at the very last minute and it was too late to get her actually in on the whole debate. We were debating this morning if women and guys can really, really just be platonic, have platonic friendships. Now, and this is all based on Jen and her fantasy that she's got this one platonic dude that she went over to hang out with last night.
Yes.
In her PJs.
Yoga pants.
Drank a little wine, watched a little football, and she thinks, it's no problem. We've already established this is just a friendship.
We're just friends.
The thing is, now, just so we're,
I don't think that's that crazy.
I don't think so
either. It's not, but here's what...
You're just going to get me right in the face again.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to get angry because we're not...
There's no reason to get mad.
We're not, then listen.
He's fine with just being my friend.
No, he's not. Right. Here's the deal. What Bert said, Bert made a big sweeping generality. There certainly are occasions where guys and girls can be friends. But in this circumstance, when you are talking about an attractive single woman, as Jen is and Wendy claims to be, and
claims to be single, not the attractive
part. I seriously wish I wasn't.
So we've got two pretty girls, right? Yeah. And in for one of them, for Jen, there is a guy who is in her world who is a good-looking guy.
Who she admits.
She admits
that he's an attractive guy.
Is a known player. Like, I have watched him from a distance the way those photographers watch the lions in Africa. And you just observe and you are amazed at the beauty and grace of the creature. Like, around women, I have seen him do things that would have made him the president of a fraternity had we been in college
together. And you have even labeled him as charming.
Yes.
You think he's a charming guy.
So, and I've watched the exact same thing
happen. It's amazing,
happen.
Isn't it, right?
We talk about the girls that he dates. We talk about the guys that I date.
Wonderful.
We talk about all of that stuff.
You're like, speaking gibberish.
Because we're friends.
So here's what we were trying to make.
So angry.
Bert and I were trying to make Jen understand is it's great that you're friends. I mean, even when he said this weekend... that she should come over alone on Monday night and watch football together when he made that suggestion, her response was, okay, but don't try to make out with me.
So, because we're friends. Like, I can say jokey things like that.
But what
even that itself is flirty.
What I'm saying, it is, by the way. But
it came from a previous conversation.
Doesn't matter.
You had to be there.
What I'm saying is, and what Bert, I think, is saying less angrily, from a guy's point of view... All of your declarations about this being just friends, irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
They not even on the radar. The fact that you came over to his house wearing yoga pants and hung out and watched the game and all that other stuff, all that is that's another deposit into his bank account.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Christmas club like your mom and dad used to have.
No.
Every month they're putting $100 in so they can buy the toys in December.
He's just
waiting for Christmas.
Well, I think Jeff's right that there are some where men and women can be just friends for sure. However,
like
I would add
this.
Like
in what situation?
Now, this is the situation I'm going to give you. If... there is zero attraction between both of them. If you didn't think this dude was an attractive guy, and I'm sure he thinks you're an attractive woman, if there was no attraction, then I think it's possible. But since there is an attraction, you think he's attractive, he thinks you're attractive, you guys are going to hook up.
That's not necessarily
I think platonic can be done.
It can't be done.
Because had a friend for 4 years that's a guy, and we've hung out, watched football games, went to football games.
When's the
last
time you spoke to him?
Well, he doesn't speak to me now because he's got a girlfriend.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to it than that.
But it's always been platonic. There hasn't been any moves made or anything.
Platonic.
I like that.
Platonic.
It's always been platonic.
Just so you know, that type of platonic relationship means he wants to play with your boobs.
Here's what I'm saying, Jen. Because that you guys find each other attractive, okay?
Right.
Even though you're friends, there is a good chance because you guys are... going out, hanging out, and drinking, there's a good chance that you guys accidentally one night are going to do something that we never saw coming. This isn't right. Oh, my God, our friendship is at stake here. And you guys are going to end up hooked up with each other, waking up next to each other the next
morning. That's the thing, is I like him as my friend so much, and I like going out with his group of friends and my group of friends. Like, everybody always has a really great time together.
Yeah.
And that's why, because it's platonic.
Hey, so Jen, can I don't want to mess
that's
that
the way
up
that
either.
I'd like to keep it because I don't want to mess that
right.
up.
Like,
okay. And I'm sure he's on the same page.
As soon as you make out with somebody, then everything changes and it gets all weird. And then somebody likes somebody more than the other. And then I don't want to do that.
All right. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you a secret.
Good friends.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about your friendship. He doesn't care.
He does.
He wants.
He
no.
does. He's different than you, Jeff.
I think he probably does. I think he probably does. All I'm saying is that you are putting yourself in a situation where the accidental hookup is inevitable.
What is
that?
No,
it's not. I don't think so.
I don't think it's inevitable.
Because they're only.
Why are you laughing, Melissa? You're being awfully quiet.
Because
over here.
I date women, and you
it's
know,
the same.
Girls are not. You know, girls do think differently about dating women than guys do. But that what they're saying is all the same. Like if I really like somebody. And I'm friends with her, and then I'm attracted to her, and she's giving me the Heisman, and it's not going to work out. But I have placed people in situations where there was alcohol just to see if that would happen a little.
And how long would you be willing to wait?
But there's no Heisman because there's no advances.
No. That's not what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the indirect Heisman. It's the fact that I'm around and there. It's not happening.
He's saying
and there was a Heisman.
I never made a move on this. You know, these women. It's just that I could sense. Okay, it's not going to happen naturally. So I'm going to have to help the situation out a little bit.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. You are part of The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I have a guy friend that we were initially platonic and grew up together going through middle and elementary school and high school. And I knew all his girlfriends. He knew all my boyfriends. And when neither one of us were dating anybody, we would end up hooking up. And it was just one of those things where we could still hang out, but... we'd end up hooking up.
Which is not, there's nothing wrong with that. There's a little friends with benefits kind of thing happening there.
You just need to know that in his mind, every time you and he are around, he is thinking that there's a chance you guys are going to hook up. You can say platonic all you want.
From the guy's point of view, but if Jen says no, then it's never going to happen.
Every time you guys don't matter.
What I'm trying to say is there's no need to say no because there's no advances.
Right.
In the equation.
But I think that the responsibility is going to be on your shoulders because I do believe he will take advantage if a situation comes up. And unfortunately, you're going to have to be the one to say no if you want to keep it platonic.
And, okay, just so you know, when you say there's no advances.
Right.
You know when he's talking to you about how happy he is to be single and how great it is to be free and liberal?
Right.
He's setting you up.
Every time you guys don't hook up, he gets closer to hooking up with you.
Yes. Let me tell
yes.
Jen. Let me.
What do you guys?
I hate to tell you this, but guess what?
Why are you so passionate about this?
I'm single.
I can hang out with whoever I want to hang out
with. I'm frustrated because it's so obvious.
Why do you care?
Here's the deal.
It's not that obvious.
He's having conversations because your girl brain, there's too many roads. Guy brain is one big empty parking lot. Just walk in there and look around and you can see everything. Okay? So look, he's having a conversation. You say to him, let's call him Peter. So you say, hey, Peter, you know what? I'm really enjoying this single life. Like, it's really whatever. And his response is, me too. Bonding, connection between you two. I guarantee you, if a week from now you said to him, you know what, I really miss being in a relationship, he would say, I know what you mean. There really is something.
No, I don't think he would. I think he is the type of guy that totally wants to be single for a long time.
He's the type of guy who totally wants to pull your pants down. But so he's going to say what he has to say in order to align himself with you. Can I get an amen?
That's not true.
I don't know that would be, like, I don't think all guys play it that way. Like, I think that part of his playing is always sort of letting her know that he's not in it for a relationship at all, which makes him more of a chase for you.
It's not a chase. We're friends.
You don't even know you're chasing him.
I'm not chasing anybody. There's
Jen
a couple
just
I'm
wants
chasing,
friendship. Yes,
not...
that can be possible. You could just want friendship and not anything else.
The declaration that we're not going to make out tonight to him is, oh my God, she's thinking about making out with me.
That is a part of a different conversation that shouldn't even be a part of this conversation.
And what was the percentage that you gave us this morning? What was the percentage you gave us this morning before I close my case?
Well, it's not 100%.
You said there's 99% chance that you guys won't hook up.
Right.
And what he's hearing is...
nothing's 100%.
What he's hearing is that's 100% of 1%.
And that's the point. I mean, the point is that it's not like a guy... It's not like he is going hunting and he's up in the tree looking at you through his scope. But it is in the back of his mind that every situation is a potential opportunity, you know? Like, the difference is if he made an advance on you, you would turn him down. If you made an advance on him, he would not turn you down.
Hey, Bobby, good morning. You're on Q100.
Bert, I never agree with Jeff, but I'm going to have to say that he is right on point. Everything that he is saying.
Agreed.
And Jen is in denial, and so is Wendy. Oh, my God. He is waiting. He is waiting in the wings. He is waiting for his opportunity. Trust me, I know.
Look, how many times have we done this on the air before where we've asked guys to call us up right now and tell us how long you have pretended to be friends just for that one chance, the one vulnerable space that happens eventually? Guys were calling up saying it took me 15 years.
Guys, that's not the situation. That's not the situation.
Guys are like cats. If you put...
Bert just checked out on that.
Yeah, right.
Listen to me. If you open up a can of tuna fish once, right?
I am.
Maybe that's a bad example.
That's really bad.
That's a bad example. Okay.
Let me interrupt him for a second.
Jay, Jeff, if you put a handful of cat food outside the door of your house, right? Once. That cat will know that there's always a chance, no matter how many times you say, I'm not going to put any more food out. That cat knows there's always a chance. So when you say 99%, he doesn't hear 99%. He hears 1% really, really, really loud.
It's like Jeff is passionately warning you about something, where my thing is, this is the funnest part of dating casually. This is the funnest part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, the leading up to the making out part, so enjoy it, because, I mean, I think that's what makes it fun is the fact that there might be an opportunity, there might not be an opportunity. He's going to try, you're going to try, you may not, I don't know. So,
beauty is you can if you want.
Yeah.
Because you're single.
I don't understand why it's such a warning to you.
There's no warning. No. I'm using dating as a verb right now.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.